Ross, your thoughts?
Yeah, I thought our effort was pretty consistent. I thought probably our hardness around the ball improved after half time. I just thought we could have been a little bit harder earlier, just a bit more intensive, but I thought we sort of delivered on that. Our kick-ins and that early were terrible, and they just had those, you know, just went back in and had those entries when we're ignoring the free players. But once we composed ourselves a bit there, we got moving, we scored okay. So I think it was 10 to 20 entries, but we're in front. So I thought our connection that we worked on was a lot better to our forwards. And I thought when the game was tight, there was a couple of things. Obviously, our discipline was disappointing and not at the level required. Obviously, observed Chris Scott talking about his side and discipline, how costly it can be. And then the discipline piece, a little bit of hardness. And then, well, I thought as the game was really tight, I thought the key forwards took a couple of good clunks and kicked the goals. So we broke the tag in the last quarter, put our big mids in there Monday, freed it up, made him accountable. And then I thought we're right in it, and you'll never know, but Aaron going down just changed the mix around the stoppages a little bit, and they got some territory in the territory conditions. And I thought they just had a bit of an edge on us in different parts of the game with speed, a bit of polish, and consistency in things we're trying to do. So probably some decision making. They just separated on us a little bit, I thought.
How is Aaron? That was a big clutch of heads.
Yeah, look, I didn't see him. Typically, I try and get to him, but Jen was in, and he's in good care, so they tapped him out, so obviously it was a concussion, yeah. So, look, he's a brave player for us. He's been super, so.
You mentioned discipline. What irked you the most? There was 50s, but
Well, the 50s, much. Yeah. And then there's discipline. So discipline, the 50s, they're just unnecessary and unnecessary. And they don't get you anywhere. I think if it's a running through the mark, it can be a bit, do you know what I mean? So, it's discipline the roles, discipline the pressure roles a little bit. So, but mainly the stuff you're talking about. Sometimes it can be discipline the low tackles versus high tackles, those sort of things.
What did you make of Atlee's goal in the final term, where Hamling was taken off, tackled without the ball?
Hey?
What did you make of Atlee's goal in the final term? It seemed like Hamling was tackled without the ball.
Nah. I think once you start in this, there's lots of moments in the game. You get plenty of moments to get it right. Do you know what I mean? And so that's just one moment. You know, you want to be in positions where one or two of those moments doesn't affect you. You know, I think that's flip of the coin stuff. I never focus on it. Don't want to focus on it now. So yeah, there's always bits and pieces like that. But you know, as I said, the connection was better. Keep working the discipline. No, that was a bigger issue than an umpiring decision, I thought. You know.
How did you see Hamling's job on Ben Brown? He was with him for most of the game.
Yeah, it was solid, wasn't it? I think Brown had kicked one there for a fair period of the game. Conditions probably helped Joel, but certainly I thought it was okay. You know, Waite's third quarter was good. You know, I coached him in 2000, I think it was, at Carlton, his young 17-year-old that come through, so. Went to his father, Vinny's funeral, and he said hello before the game. He's a wonderful young man and having great longevity, but he just, on Alex Pearce, a quality defender, he just did a couple of things that just separated it a little bit.
There was him, he had those two moments in the third, and then Ben Brown took his one big clunk in the third as well, didn't he?
That happens, though. But again, like, we would have liked to score a little bit better. You know, times we did it really well, and then times we just that polish and decision-making. And that's the reason we're 4-6, do you know what I mean? I think we've been in a lot of the games. There's a couple of games we sort of got smacked at Port and that, but I think GWS were in it in the last quarter. Even I thought the Eagles were going really well. We went right to the end. So, look, we're going to double down on what we're doing. It was tough this week to leave Croydon out, but he needed a bit of freedom. We've got Duman Talon that needs to play. So we're going to... Griffin Lowe played his first game back. We'll bring him back as quick as we can. Gyro played a half, three quarters in a game, and then got another full game, so we'll look to bring him in. At the minute, there's not a lot of youth down there, to be honest. They're in rehab, like Sean Darcy and Huey Dixon and Brad Hill's there. Harley Bernal played his second game. Midfield, we saw the quality in his run, so we're going to double down on that, and as soon as those young players are available, you'll see more of it, because that's what we need to do. I think it's been balanced, but we'll probably skew it to a little bit unbalanced, to just keep the youth in and keep them going, because regardless of anything else around that, that needs to happen for the future of this club, and we're fully committed to that. And regardless of any criticism or observations, it's the right thing to do, and we feel we're doing it. But you can only play the ones you got.
Harley got through probably a bigger body of work than he's done in the previous couple of games. How did he get through, and how did he pull up?
Yeah, he did. He sort of he played midfield, which is his thing. It was last year we played him forward, but he ran midfield. You know, he's getting him up to level of sprints, not far off AFL midfield. He did some real quality things. In two quarters, in 5 minutes, I think he had 17, kicked a goal, set a few up, and really his quality shone through. It was really windy at East Fremantle and a bit wet. But if he keeps progressing like this, we know we're going to have a really good player, and he just needs a bit of luck with his body. And keep playing his part, and we'll keep playing ours, and in the end, hopefully we're all vindicated, and we've got a special player at the club. But there's plenty of hurdles to jump, but he's well on the way.
So what would be your program for him, say, in his next game? What would you be planning to do?
That's just a natural progression. You know, if it was 7K and 700 a sprint, they go about 10-15% progressions until you can jump right up, you know. But AFL mids punch out 1,000, 1,100 to 1,500 a sprint, mainly because it's inside 1,100. So he had plenty left in him, but we just don't want to lose him.
With Sandy, would the head knock today influence you at all for next week in terms of giving him a spell?
It's not my decision. It'll be a medical, but clearly it's a mitigating factor and a contributing variable, a concern. But then it would be Aptness played. He's been up and down with injury, and Jones and Stranatica. So Sean Darcy's coming off that PCL still. He won't play for another 2 or 3 weeks, and then he'll build for anything from 2 to 4. So, but we won't risk him. He's done everything he's had to do for this club virtually. So it would err on the side of being conservative, and which we do with all our players.
Who do you see as your next in line, Ross? Is it Aptness as your next ruckman up?
It'd be unfair. When I'm watched, it's Jones, Aptness and Stranatica.
How did you view the Fife-Jacobs matchup, Ross?
Oh, I was more tuned into Fifey. I thought he was electric early, Fife, I thought. And the last quarter, he was willing us across the line. Do you know what I mean? Can't be everywhere. Just need more depth of quality. I thought Jacobs is a good player, though. They're a good team. He's doing a really good job with them. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
You all right?
Yep.